Hi, and welcome to the Buffering Podcast. I'm Dan Whalen. Today is September 13th, 2011, and we are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. Yes, I did bring that back.
Oh, shit. That's kind of cool.
So, basically what's going on is our show is focused around internet media. If you can go online, find it online, stream it, find it anywhere and hit play, that's what we talk about.
Except for cats. We don't talk about kittens.
No, I mean...
Or YouTube.
Internet media. I'm not going about, like, internet videos.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between it. So, that's Adam Erdman.
Hello.
Co-host of mine. Adam, you already said hello, but...
Yes.
If you want to flesh out the idea of the podcast at all, like, specifics or...
Sure. We're kind of... skipping over the short video clips, the fail videos,
the YouTube,
the lolcats, we do not do any of that. We're more about the Netflix and Hulu and streaming music.
Stuff with actual production value to it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, time spent, not 5 minutes in a webcam.
Yeah. Something that happened accidentally that was so funny that you had to post it on the internet. But yeah, so that's our thing.
Yeah, so we'll be trying to do this every week, recording it on Tuesdays. So what, today's the 13th, so the 16th is when this is going to drop.
Something like that.
So we're gonna shoot for that. And hopefully by then we have an intro song.
Woo-hoo.
Hopefully. So with us today, we have Dave Wheeler.
How's it going, guys and girls?
And AJ Johnson.
How's it going, everybody?
Is it redundant to technically call you AJ Johnson, like ATM machine?
I believe it is. Technically, then I'm just AJ.
You're just A. Johnson.
I'm A. Johnson.
He's like Prince.
As if there aren't enough of us.
Yeah.
He's the Johnson.
One generic Johnson.
Correct.
Johnson.
So, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
The first show.
The inaugural show.
The premiere show.
Yes.
Can we just go with the first show?
Episode 1.
Dry run, number 1.
All right.
Don't say episode 1.
But
no Jar Jar.
Adam and I know Dave and AJ from high school. We all went to Minnetonka High School together. I graduated in 04. Dave and Adam... 05 and 07 for you, yeah.
Yep, for AJ.
AJ was 07. So we all went to Minnetonka together. We all did theater together. Specifically, we have an acting troupe called the CCC, the Coyote Coldstone Company. And, you know, if you can get that mental image, Coldstone, but with that coyote ugly flair. So lots of ice cream and dancing.
Just saying.
Yeah, so that was our group, and technically we're missing Steve Knicky, but...
He's in Chicago. We miss you, Steve.
We technically have the automatic CCC stand-in, Adam.
Ta-da!
I think he's full-fledged now because of this.
Well, he's earned his stripes.
He's graduated.
It's just in the old days.
Right,
in the way back when.
You mean like
in the before
4 years
time.
Ago?
In the before time, long, long ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
But yeah, so we're going to try to hit two topics today, one about music, one about movies specifically. The first thing for music, if you guys are online, where do you get your music? AJ?
I don't.
You don't. So specifically iPod, iTunes.
iTunes,
You stick to what you got.
Well, yeah, and I mean... with the iPad that I have, it's pretty easy to just pull up my iTunes list and go, so I have no need for the internet.
Okay.
There you go.
Dave?
Legally?
Legally. Legally, yeah. Legal side.
I would say I like Last.fm.
Okay.
Yes. I'm a fan. Pandora, also
are
good.
Are you I am not, a subscription?
I do not have a subscription. Okay. I used to use Pandora when I was in college before they had the subscription policy. You just had to sign up. Not so much the paid, but just sign up so that they're like, hey, you're using it. Good for you.
Yeah, here are your stations.
Yeah.
We'll pump through our ads occasionally.
Which was nice.
Well, they still do that, but they just had the option of
the a pay
few more
where
skips
you can,
and
yeah.
no commercials.
And, yeah, I mean, other than that, I have a sizable music library now that I've accumulated. I worked at the college radio station. I accumulated a lot of random music. A lot of random music.
I think we can all attest to Dave's random
some,
music
You
taste.
Want some Peruvian show tunes? I'm down. But
so many covers.
Yeah. You know,
so many.
I love me some covers.
A question to go with that. Have you heard the Childish Gambino CD yet?
No.
Do you know who Donald Glover is?
I do. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Troy.
I have heard some of that.
Some of that? The one that's downloadable for free?
Yes. My buddy Samir, who is the co-owner of the comic company he and I founded.
Right.
He actually showed that to me. He's a huge Community fan. And he showed me a couple tracks of that. Or played a few tracks of it. Yeah. I like it.
Because
I would like to download it. I just need to remember to.
It's free. It's I think it's cul-de-sac.com.
Link me.
And it's just an automatic. It's like 15 tracks, and I'm not one for rap, and I'm just making myself sound whiter and whiter as I go into this.
Yo dog.
But I love that CD. I've been listening to it over and over and over, back and forth, and you know, of course. I'm rocking Wheels' Lexus.
Yes.
So going down the street listening to rap.
Word.
It always feels
this
interesting.
This one's for
coming.
All my homies. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I think that you should.
I drink my 40 with my pinky out.
Jeez. Classy.
You should definitely put a link to that on the site.
Yeah.
Because certainly am a Community fan. So
it's good. It's nerdy rap.
It is.
I'm for it.
It's technically part of a growing genre called nerdcore rapping. I found that out at MC Frontalot, MC Chris, those guys.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Things that make you smack your forehead.
Hey.
Okay, so obviously we've established that it's some people like it and
some people don't, yeah. Right.
It's not that I don't like it, I just find it humorous.
But
it is.
So your answer was iTunes technically as well.
Yes, iTunes as well. I find myself, now that I have a well-paying job, I do actually legitimately download the albums of artists that I dig. I always have tried to support the artists that I like as much as possible. I am proud and slightly confused now that I'm thinking about it to say that I've actually bought every single Real Big Fish and Aquabats album in a physical form, as well as downloaded over half of the Aquabats in the iTunes store, which I don't really understand why I did that, but I think there was beer involved.
Ah, well, that makes sense.
Hmm.
But, Adam, what about you? Online first, because it seems like... You know,
yeah, we've all...
iTunes ahoy.
Yeah, we've all established our love of iTunes and
massive
music libraries, and mine's no different. But, I am on Last.fm,
okay.
Adman7, if you're interested in...
If you want to talk.
If you want to exchange
like
music tastes. Yeah.
If you want to chat.
The cool thing about that I like about Last.fm is that it tracks everything that you listen to on iTunes, and then it actually will formulate all that data and show you like your top 10 tracks of the week. And over... I've been a member of Last.fm since 2006, so I have, I mean, it's tracking everything that I've listened to since then, whether I'm listening to it on my laptop or on my iPod. Whenever I sync my iPod, it'll
figure out what's going on.
Tracks over, yeah. And so it's just really cool to see what I've been listening to and what, you know, like my top artists are and stuff like that.
That's also one of the, like you were saying, it's one of the greatest features just because the recommendations has led me to so many new artists that I never really thought to look for before.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Actually, that's how I first listened to Dessa from Doomtree.
Hmm.
Adam, you also have experience as a radio DJ.
I do.
Did you, or have you found anything to connect with that, or did you make use of the internet media while you were a DJ?
Oh, for sure.
Could you enlighten us?
Why,
certainly. Your job, man.
There are, I mean, multiple times, probably wasn't supposed to do this as a college radio DJ. But
well, we won't say what college you went to.
I would stream tracks from Last FM directly on my radio show. Especially, I mean, sometimes when you get a request, that's all you can do is just find it online if it's not in the library at the station. So, yeah. So I would sometimes do that. Don't tell anybody. But
don't worry. No one knows that you went to Luther.
Damn! Oh, crap. Okay.
Well, the cat's out of the bag.
Well, yep. They're coming to take me away. All right.
And maybe it's Luther University.
Yes. Luther University. Yep.
In Scandinavia.
I was confused.
They'll never suspect that I went to Luther College.
This makes it kind of sad because my story has nothing to do with any of you.
Well, I've got a few more things to add, actually.
Oh, well, then go ahead.
Yeah, Dan, stop hogging the microphone.
Mm.
Jerk.
What am I?
I'm corralling the story.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I also have just recently become a member of SoundCloud, which, I mean, a lot of people... Oh, and there's another one, but I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But SoundCloud is pretty cool because, I mean, people can upload tracks, and I've just found some great stuff on there recently.
And that's people uploading their own stuff, too?
Yeah, and, I mean, it's not just people uploading their own stuff. There's also some of the more, like, you'll see mashups on there sometimes and some of the big pop acts. And I know you're rolling your eyes. You don't like mashups.
There's one good mashup
there. No, I enjoy Girl Talk as much as the next guy.
Well, but not even that. It on top of that, there's one really great mashup of Let It Be and Don't Look Back in Anger.
Two of my favorite songs.
I can see that.
I have that. It's wondrous.
It's fantastic.
It's like crack for your ears.
It works too well.
Hmm.
It does.
It works annoyingly well. But
post it.
SoundCloud. I'll put another link out there.
Excellent.
Another great thing about SoundCloud, for those out there who don't know, this is Dave. I'm a comic artist, and for getting your work out there, SoundCloud has a great opportunity to present huge opportunities for independent artists, which is awesome. Because
how does that work?
I don't know specifically, but I know my buddy Brandon Clark, who is down in Georgia.
Yeah.
He has a band called Gin House. It's actually his birthday today, so
it's Callie's birthday today.
Really? Well, happy birthday to your sister Callie.
Yeah,
and happy birthday, Brandon Clark.
She has been named the Musky Queen of Will's Northwoods Bar in Chicago, which is like five blocks from where she lives. But it's like a Wisconsin bar in Chicago, five blocks from her. So they serve like lineys and stuff.
Why the Musky Queen? Just because muskies?
Muskies, just fishing,
well, yeah, okay. I was like...
perfume, cologne.
Right.
You look like a fish.
It's Little Liney Lodge, yes. Not owned by a line.
Okay. Slight digression here.
No, sorry.
Sorry.
No, but I was saying, you know, Brandon has a pretty good following in the state of Georgia, but... His new band, Gin House, has actually gained a following, actually, I guess, a bit up in New York, New York City as well, because he had played a couple of shows up there, and he had posted on Twitter and stuff, links to his tracks and stuff that he'd posted, and it's really grown his audience, which I think is friggin' rad.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because, but sorry, I did not mean to steal it away, but I just wanted to
SoundCloud,
say that
that's awesome.
Great, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
SoundCloud rocks. But also,
go team.
You know what else rocks? There's a site, it's 8tracks.com, I think.
Oh, and yeah, the playlist one.
Yeah, you can make a playlist of 8 tracks. As the case may be.
Whoa!
Or less, or more, I think.
Meta.
I think they added that, but...
My mind, it is blown.
Yeah, you can make a playlist based on a theme, and you can pretty much upload whatever you want. And that's really cool, because I've seen some really, really awesome mixes out there. Stuff ranging from like hits from the 90s that everybody remembers to video game music covers.
I'll have to upload my Tibetan yodeling tracks.
Yes. Which is really just him walking across sharp things. Track one.
Well, that probably just blew out somebody's speaker somewhere.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. I'm passionate about my yodeling.
It's true. I think by far one of my favorite things, because I've been there. I don't frequent it. I will fully admit to that. But type in the word epic when you're searching for playlists.
Epic.
There is some weird crap on there. It's like, for instance, there was one, I don't know if it's still up, but I remember streaming it, that was called Epic Turd. And apparently it was basically all music this dude listened to. When he felt some fiber pushing on through, and he just needed a little bit of extra coaxing, you know, like, here comes the Millennium Falcon, you know. And I'm sorry I digress to a poop joke, but...
anyone who knows Dave.
But yeah, it's related. In all honesty, like, it's one of those funny things where you can find random crap. But at the same time, you know, again, introducing you to new artists, new sounds, which is fantastic.
Yeah. For sure. There was also another playlist that I remember that was notable that was titled Songs to Make Love To, and it was really damn awesome.
So actually, they just uploaded a bunch of Barry White
and Marvin Gaye.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Marvin. Marvin Gaye and Barry White.
Well, actually, it was...
Black.
That's the cool thing about it is, like, it was a playlist that wasn't made up of the tracks that you think of when you think of songs to make love to. It was
so no Tibetan yodeling either.
No, things that wouldn't
fire starter by Prodigy
occur to you right away, like
just whale sounds.
I remember one of the no, but there were tracks like by Gangs. There was The Gaudy Side of Town, which is a really great track. And, I could see that working very well.
You'll have to do an experiment and let us know how it goes.
I guess.
Yes.
Take one.
Ladies, I'm single.
Okay. So, 8-track.
That's my plug.
SoundCloud. Screw, Last FM.
Screw eHarmony. Pandora. We're introducing the world, Adam, just now.
Hello.
You so, single ladies.
Anything else before I...
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Crickets.
This phone number is 555-5555. Area code 555.
That's not actually my phone number.
No, we're in the 952 here.
Yeah. but anything else like of those three?
Yeah. Those are kind of the things that I've been hitting up most recently. That pretty much covers it for now.
Perfect. And
who knows what I'll see next week?
Because then I can jump onto my story.
There you go.
Dan has a story, everyone.
About Pandora, which was only kind of Dave's answer.
My bad.
But that's okay. Because the big thing right now that kind of goes into Last FM and what's going on there is taste detection. But spreading across more than just Pandora.
Pandora's
the one that's known for it, and now they've gone, you know, they are being sold publicly. You know, you can buy stock in Pandora. But, you know, that's been kind of on the downslope for a while, and that's because everyone else is figuring out what they're doing.
Yeah.
Two of them are both being operated by a music application company called Echofish, and they're working with Spotify.
Okay.
And they're working with Clear Channel Communications.
Oh, wow.
Clear Channel is a radio conglomerate. They also own a couple TV stations.
They're the big wigs.
In Minneapolis, St. Paul area, they're Cities 97, they're K102, they're Cool 108, they're, I think they're 1280 AM. I'm missing at least two. They're the big wigs.
I think you hit the big ones, though.
Mm-hmm. The major ones.
Is KDWB?
Yes, that was the other one. Thank you.
Yep.
And yet you brought K102 in over KDWB.
Okay.
All right.
I wouldn't listen to either of them, so...
Yep, fair enough. Same here.
In the middle of guess. But, so they own a lot. Clear Channel has an application available online, mobile, what have you, called iHeartRadio. So since Clear Channel owns 850 radio stations across the country, they have license to, what I'm trying to remember is like 11 million songs from 400,000 artists.
Jesus.
Because they're a legit radio station.
Right, exactly.
Conglomerate. So they have rights. So they just get to transfer all of that over, and they say that, you know, that's so many times more than whatever Pandora has access to, because they'll come listen to us.
Because Pandora, wasn't Pandora the Music Genome Project?
Yes.
Wasn't that the big thing that it was running off of?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, the taste direction I don't like.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just saying, I was just trying to remember the name of that.
But the, what's happened is they started out as iHeartRadio, but they've just introduced the ability to start saying, I like this, I don't like this.
Okay.
And now they go as far as you can create your own stations, just like on Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And the create your own station will be ad-free for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Supposedly, so they can draw in a lot of interest in it. And what you can do is there's a tastemaker setting. Do you want... selection one would be familiar artists. A lot of the same. A lot of what's known and available similar to this. There's more discovery. So hop into whatever else is available. The indie stuff. Or there's right in between. So you can actually tone it one way or the other depending on what you're feeling like.
I can also see that definitely working, because if they have access to all those songs, then you aren't going to get the crappy live versions you sometimes get on Pandora, which annoy the hell out of me.
Oh, God.
I don't know about you, but those just drive me crazy, which is one of the reasons I stopped using Pandora. It was like, I like this song, but I don't like this... Can I swear?
Yeah.
I don't like this shitty cover, or I don't like this shitty live version, so...
Nothing beats Dylan live, though. I mean, come on with all the... Someone
had a quartet of Dylan. Yeah.
That was terrifying. I refrained.
But no, if they have the license to those songs, then that, I can definitely see that being something I would look into, because that's really what turned me off to Pandora, was all of that shitty...
Yeah, I'll admit that I have a Pandora... You know, premium account, so I can get through the ads and I get a few more skips at a time. Because it's worth it for that if you sit on there and you stick to it.
Right.
But when you want to listen to, like, Wooly Bully and you get, like, the Tunisian cover of it and it's like, hey, Wooly Bully. It's like, what? It bugs me because it's very, very strange how they'll equate certain songs, because it's like, I don't want to listen to a cover. I want to listen to the
actual song. Wait, you don't want to listen to a cover?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Hey now.
Whoa. I'm just saying, there are days.
We've had a major breakthrough tonight.
But yeah. When that happens, when you want to go to that song, you go to Spotify.
Exactly.
Which just has, you know, a huge library where you can actually pick and choose what you want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they have the basic account, ads all the time, 10 hours play per day, limited to laptops. There's a basic, which is like $5, which is a little bit more than what you're paying for Pandora, but $5 a month. And for that, no ads. I think you get unlimited... Somebody's going to correct me on this, but I think you get unlimited music.
You're wrong. No.
I don't know.
I don't think that quickly.
Sorry.
Not sure.
But to bring it back to iHeartRadio quickly...
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
What would be the price on that? Are they doing like it's free
right now,
and then...
I mean, there's an iPad app that's free. You can go... I think it's iHeartRadio.com.
Okay.
Probably is. Or if you search for iHeartRadio on Google. It's free. Because it's really... If you're listening to any of the 850 radio stations, then you have the built-in ads anyway.
Granted, they're getting a bunch of advertising money, so...
Yeah, if you're on the website, then you're catching that too, and they get...
It is iHeartRadio.com.
Thank you, Adam. Our man in the field.
Yes. But for the Spotify thing, they have their own tastemaker Pandora genome type thing as well. So now you have this ability to pick any song, nearly. I mean, I've looked for the Decemberists on there, and they only had like the two most recent albums, not anything that I wanted to listen to. But, you know, you have whatever they have to work with, and then they'll, again, build you a radio station based on your tastes.
A repertoire.
Yes.
Nice.
And that one is only online right now. It's not mobile yet, but, again, free.
Website was?
It's,
No.
It's Echofy. It's echofy.com, I believe. Adam will look this up because I can't remember, and I am guessing.
It's true, he is. I'm watching him now.
Just try it. I swear to God.
Okay, echofy.com. I didn't know it wasn't been that way.
We had to get some of the visual...
Oh, God, it's a porn site. No!
No, never mind. It's not. Okay.
That's not it.
That's not it. Don't go there.
Whatever it is, it's I will post the
Sorry, echofy.com, but it'll support you.
Spotify, if you already have an account with them, it's really easy to transfer to that. It's just a website. So as soon as I think of what that is, that'll be posted. And then another option, and this is breaking away from the genome thing because this is just like, yes, that's great that it exists.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But another company just released an iPhone application today, and it's Turntable FM, turntable.fm, if any of you have heard of it.
It sounds familiar.
It's a social media music site where people can create rooms, they can create stations in terms of genre. For instance, I'm frequenting 90s alternative, because that's what I go for.
Shocking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And then users can go into that room, and then five people at a time are DJs in that room.
Ooh.
So what happens is, you know, five people are up there, and they queue up their next song, and it just goes in order. One, two, three, four, five. One, yeah, it just...
Right.
And so they stick to their...
Ah, my whiskey!
My bad. Really?
Good thing I drank it all.
Oh, good.
There we go.
I was trying not to make the thing slide while at the same time trying to get more comfortable.
Sorry, we had a little bit of reshuffling there.
Slight digression. But it's just five people at a time.
Again.
Queuing up songs appropriate to whatever the room theme is. So, you know, there's... 90s alternative, I love the 80s, groovy, you know, just, you know, whatever rooms they come up with. Yeah, what are we doing for time right now?
Well,
I also recorded the mic check just so we could go into it. We've been going for a while, I think.
Check one.
We'll still have time to talk about Netflix, just to give a teaser for what's going on there. But yeah, again, Turntable FM.
And is that just an iPhone app, or is that for iPad
it's
as
also,
well?
It's also available online. Same. That's the website is turntable.fm.
Okay.
Free, again. And I haven't played with actually trying to DJ because I found it today, and I think the application was launched today, Tuesday, so on Friday you can easily find it. But, you know, it's... I listened to Weezer and Garbage and a couple other... Semisonic came up just... So I don't think there was a restriction on licenses there as well. So I say check it out.
But noted. Yes,
that was my music-themed thing to talk about. Adam, you wanted to talk about...
Well, there's a thing going on with Netflix right now.
You just turned into like Midnight DJ.
Welcome.
There's a thing going on.
Yeah. Welcome to the Buffering Podcast. I think you're sexy. Meow.
I just put the headphones on and I can hear myself talk.
So you kind of, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I'm definitely kicking back into the late night
radio
rock
DJ.
Show. Radio.
This
DJ.
Is Adam's DJ voice, everyone.
Yes.
Stop that.
No more.
So, take the headphones from him.
But Netflix.
I want him to listen. And, you know, check levels and stuff. But, okay, so no more digression, please.
He said digressing.
Yeah, whatever.
Go.
Whatever.
Just keep going.
Okay. I'm gonna go if you'd let me go. Jeez. So, Netflix... there's been some business going on with Starz currently. Starz is actually going to be pulling all their movies from Netflix because Starz wanted Netflix to introduce a tiered pricing plan where in order to access some content, users of Netflix would have to pay extra, and Netflix did not like that. And so I believe Netflix offered Starz a $300 million deal to stay on board, but Starz was like, no.
So that's been confirmed?
Done. Yeah.
Okay, because I knew that that was, you know, still in the brewing phases. I paid attention to what actually had Starz on it on my Instant Watch. So it's like, oh man, I gotta watch that soon.
I mean,
but I didn't know it. What do you know the deadline?
I do not know the deadline, but we can post about that.
Yeah, we'll mention
so honestly,
on the website.
Honestly, what are we losing?
A lot.
Starz is owned by Sony, so basically any new stuff that you see, like Tangled, will probably.
Well,
a lot of the Disney stuff is going away.
Well, that's too bad.
Or the new Disney stuff. A lot of the bigger name. I mean, we'll still have a lot of TV shows. We'll
right.
still have the Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Thank God.
But a lot of the newer stuff will start to drop out.
Disappear.
And probably go over to, like, Amazon or some other place that's willing to upsell.
No good.
Yeah, it's really sucks for people who enjoy Netflix because it's a lot of content that people really enjoy. That's going to be going away.
And I really hate to play the devil's advocate, but it's kind of like Netflix started out as the golden child of entertainment. You could rent DVDs, you could rent Blu-rays, and this is coming out of, you know, Blockbuster era where everyone hated late fees. That was like their big platform was no late fees.
Yep.
And then we went to Instant, and everything was working like a charm, but now we're in this turnover phase of... Well, their contract ran out, and since they had wiggle room to negotiate, Starz went for it. They might, you know, do something else. They might find another opportunity, or they might. They're probably not going to back out and give in to Netflix, but it's now we're in that transition of hopefully Netflix will think on its feet now that people are kind of pissed about the whole package breakout.
Split. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big deal for those of you who aren't up on that. Do you want to fill in on that?
Yeah, yeah. Basically what happened was Netflix decided that no longer would Instant Streaming be included in any DVD, Blu-ray, rental package. Now they are separate. And I think anyone who is renting like 1 to 2 DVDs, what it went from like 10 or 12 to 20 almost, like it jumped.
It was a significant jump. It was to the point where I would have had to pay twice as much.
Right.
To get the single DVD with Blu-ray access and instant streaming. So I just backed off to instant streaming, which is what a lot of people did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Netflix is really getting a lot of their funds from the streaming anyway.
No,
so,
I get that. And,
you know,
again, I was going to play the devil's advocate of they're trying to evolve again and just get people into streaming so they just pay attention to that so that, you know, production values or production costs will go down for DVDs because people will be buying less of them. So they'll just, you know, I did supply and demand backward. DVD costs will go up and people will just keep sticking to Instant Watch and they'll have their package, they'll have whatever they're working on.
One of the things that I was curious about when Adam and I were talking about this on the way over here, actually, very briefly, but I was just kind of thinking to myself, Starz has enough media and whatnot in its library that they could do its own, yeah, and start.
They
up
could
a,
do their own.
Thank you, AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
They technically do with cable channels because it's Starz.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say the Star, you know, HBO, Cinemax, they're Starz, and I'm sure they get a good cut that way.
Most definitely, but I was speaking more to the extent of going the route of Netflix having their own site, having their own specific format, you know, because they have a crap load of media in their ownership. You know, much like you were talking about Clear Channel Communications, Starz is a big boy, like is a big dog, you know, and I mean there's a lot to be said for their catalog of material.
But it's interesting as a trade-off of how much would you pay for development into this and just all the upkeep where you can sell your content to somebody else. Let them worry about it.
Oh yeah,
and just watch the money roll in.
Oh no, that's why I was just saying. I'm curious if that's even been
considered
yeah,
or
been considered
offered.
Or
okay,
you
no,
know
no, I got you.
Yeah.
That being said, there are other options to Netflix.
Yes, and that was something else that I was going
to
bring up.
And I mean, honestly, what if Starz decides to throw their lot in with Blockbuster? You know, I don't know if they
Which
do
is
or not.
Now owned by Dish.
But really? You know,
yes, Blockbuster. The online presence is definitely owned by Dish. I think they also technically own the stores that are left.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, how many Blockbusters are there really left? But this is a good way for Blockbuster to try and stay alive. I mean, you know, it's good that they latched onto it. I think they're one of the only ones that did. And if they can get a big name like Starz behind them, then they might actually start competing with Netflix.
But since Dish already owns Blockbuster, Blockbuster probably already has access to the Starz library since, they already come in with Showtime. Showtime and HBO both go through Dish.
So raise show of hands, how many of us have actually done Blockbuster streaming?
No.
And for the audience out there, that'd be no one.
That's nobody.
So
did you see that?
We can't speak as an authority on Blockbuster, but
There is another one.
Yes, please speak about that.
Two. It's called Crackle.com.
Oh,
yes. And it's an up-and-coming video media site. Streaming media site.
Seems very Hulu-esque.
It's very
format.
Hulu-esque, but it's movies. It has TV as well. Mm-hmm. But it's still in the we're up and coming. We're trying to get more into our library phase. So like their big names that they have are Resident Evil and Pineapple Express and a shit ton of Seinfeld.
Boy, Seinfeld.
But one thing that they do have that I appreciate is, compared to Netflix...
That's what I've always wanted.
Netflix has the first three seasons of News Radio.
Ooh. Mm.
Crackle has the third and fourth season. I don't know how they work out like some weird other trade-off, but they have the third and fourth, so I can go from, on my iPad, going from Netflix right into Crackle if I want to go from second to third and fourth season.
What seasons were Phil Hartman in?
1 through 4.
Ah, damn. There goes my theory.
Oh, no. John Lovitz was in 5th exclusive.
Okay.
So.
It's been a while.
Yeah. But yeah, Crackle is out there. They have some nice collections of movies. Like if you want a bunch of themed collections to just go through, like if you just want to go through a horror phase or comedy, they do have selections out there. But they're no Netflix.
Do you know how long they've been up and running?
Not very long.
They've been around at least a year.
I think they just came out with the iPad app, which was how I came across it.
Right.
They started off very, very small because I remember some people posting on Facebook, posting links to Crackle.com, and I'm like, whoa, I'm not gonna click on those. What the hell is Crackle.com?
Right.
And then I
turns out it's legit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, son of a bitch. You know, it works.
Let's clarify how that's spelled out for our listeners.
K-R-A-C-K-L-E.
You know the candy bar?
There you go.
Spell it out.
K-R-A-C-K-L-E.
C.
What?
It's
I thought it was K.
It's C.
Wasn't it K?
Let's find out.
It's C. C-R-A.
Wait, isn't Crackle Bar K?
That one I actually don't know. I bluffed on that one.
You son of a bitch. I know my candy, even though I don't eat it as much anymore.
So
lactose?
Well,
you're a dick.
It is. It is just Crackle, just the way it's spelled.
Fine. C-R-A-C-K-L-E.
There you go. And at the top of their marquee, you've got movies such as Bad Boys and Mr. Deeds.
Rudy.
And
Rudy.
Pineapple. Yeah.
Oh, and there's Seinfeld. Oh, yep. There's Seinfeld.
Has popped up. There you have it. So,
and Bad Boys.
Crackle, up and coming.
Oh, isn't...
I've heard it a few times. I'm going to need it in a second for the game.
You dinged several times.
Where the fudge did I throw my phone?
Did you check your pockets?
It fell under the table.
Tricky.
Never mind, crisis averted.
Am I the one here without a smartphone?
I just wanted to find it so that when we do...
Yep.
Since I did advertise enough, I can say that we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Woo!
Soon. And I just wanted to get that queued up.
Hooray.
And
I've never played.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I still haven't gotten that Facebook thing, but that's not related, so we will get out of that. Are you guys ready to play the Leonard Maltin game?
Sure.
Or...
Are you really ready?
No.
I am so ready.
Okay, so rather than treat this like Doug Loves Movies episode, we'll go through the rules first.
Fantastic.
Just to make sure.
Do I get to play?
No, yeah, it's the three of you. I have the categories, I have everything. So
Dan is being Doug, we are being everyone else.
So yes. I get to...
You get to play.
I get to play every week more.
I am fine with
it. Until you come up with something more.
I'd like to do like or once or
you
twice.
Could or I could host. I could host, I suppose.
We'll flip it back and forth.
Flip a coin.
But the rules are, it's like name that tune, but instead of notes and songs, it's actors from the billing list and Leonard Maltin reviews.
Oh, I'm doomed.
So I have concocted a great number of categories for us to choose from. And so what happens is, Dave, since you've never played before, we're going to start with you in this.
Hot
so
damn.
We're going to play the hypothetical with this as well.
Fair enough.
So what happens is, you pick a category out of the three that I offer you.
Superhero movies.
Okay, so hypothetical superhero movies. So then I give you 3 years to choose from.
Oh, okay.
So
Batman.
No.
1989?
Okay, so I say 1989. You say 1989, so I say, okay. And what I do is I read Leonard Maltin's review, but I don't read anything that gives the plot or story away. It's just his review of the movie itself.
Leonard Maltin says this it movie, sucks. Yeah, this movie was great.
Plus his rating, so it's okay. From bomb to 4 stars.
Okay.
And then I give the number of people billed total.
Okay.
So we'll say in Batman, what, 9, 10?
Yeah.
So we'll say it's 9 for fun. So... you are bidding to see who actually has to guess that
okay.
movie. So it's like 9 names. Are you going to play it safe? You can say 9. Do you think you know what it is? You can say, you know, 3. Anything up until 0 or negative.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you hear the names...
Good one.
When you hear the names...
Very
you
classy.
Hear from yikes. The bottom of the list up. You don't hear top billing down, you hear yep. bottom up. But if you go into negative names... What you have to do is you have to name the movie without getting any names, and you have to name from the top down. Ooh. So if you really know what a movie is, you yeah. can say -2. You say the movie name, you say the first person billed, you say the second person billed.
Okay.
Batman.
But what happens
Michael Keaton.
Is,
Jack Nicholson.
So Jack Nicholson.
We go around in a circle, and we, you know, you guys bid 9 names, 8 names, 7 names, 6 names, 5 names.
Name that movie.
Then AJ will jump in.
Cool runnings.
You know, whoever... Name that movie. And so whatever last bid came up...
That didn't come out in 89.
Whatever last bid came up...
It was 94,
sorry,
I think.
That person gets however many names they bid. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, the person who said name that movie gets a point.
Okay.
And then we start again, and the person who wasn't involved, so the person who didn't have to name the movie or didn't say name that movie, gets to pick the next category.
Okay.
But what we also do is we steal the I Love Movies idea, and every time a point is awarded, we switch direction. Sorry. We switch direction. I was going into demonstration mode for a second. So we go back and
for
forth.
For the viewers at home.
Yeah. Very visual right there.
Yeah, very visual.
It's we have really a coaster.
It's a DVD that says,
it's
play
nice.
This way, and then it says clockwise. And then you flip it over, and it says, play it this way, and it's counterclockwise.
It's nice.
It's very high-tech.
It's
but
a coaster.
That way we can keep track of everything.
And useful.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Let's and then we play 2, 3.
Let's do this shit.
Alrighty. So I said that you get to pick the category.
$10 on AJ.
Bad choice. Bad
okay,
choice.
Never mind. I retract my bid.
We'll see. I can be quite
but
generous.
We are going to start going clockwise because that's how games work. And then we find...
End clocks.
End clocks, too. There it is. Leonard Maltin. Hi. All right. Your three categories to choose from are directed by Harold Ramis.
Ooh.
Stephen Root's 2004. So this would be movies that Stephen Root was in 2004.
Wait, you got 3 movies out of that?
He did.
Who the
really?
Hell is Stephen? Yeah.
Stephen Root. I believe you have my stapler.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy James on
gotcha.
News Radio.
Sorry. I blanked.
Cool.
Or...
And for those of you who don't know, in the first category, Harold Ramis, it was Egon, right? On Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very famous director.
Yep.
Yes.
Genius.
And let's see. Okay, the other one we'll do is, what day is it? Which, one of the days of the week is in the title.
Groundhog's Day.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's a holiday.
So you have what day is it? Steven Root's 2004, or what is the other one? Harold Ramis.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Directed by Harold Ramis.
All right. Your choices are 1993, 1996, or
1999?
1993. Okay. Len Maltin gives this 3 stars.
Oh.
He says, near classic comedy fantasy, is what he calls it. It improves on each viewing. There are endless twists and turns that are funny, moving, and even profound. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names.
Good Lord. I'm going to play it safe, considering this is my first time, and I'm going to go with 10 names.
All right. 10 names to you, Adam.
9 names.
AJ?
93, you said?
93, 3 stars, near classic comedy fantasy.
Okay, I think 8.
8?
Yeah.
Go for 6.
6, there we go. I like that jump.
Name that movie.
All right. I think you'll get this.
But... Oh, shit.
No, I'm confident. Robin Duke, you said 6, right?
6, yeah.
6.
Okay. Robin Duke, Rick Overton, Rick Ducumin, Angela Patton, Marita Garrity, and Brian Doyle Murray.
What the fuck? Groundhog's Day?
It is Groundhog's Day.
No way.
Yes.
It was the
Brian Doyle Murray.
It was because I was like, what?
Well, Dave is apparently psychic.
Wow.
Hot damn.
So
people say Dave, I act like Sean Spencer.
That did not pay off.
And no. Flipped it over. So that means, AJ, you get to pick your next category as soon as I remove Groundhog's Day from my list so I never pick it again. Your categories are William H. Macy's 1998. So he was in William H. Macy's.
3 movies in 98? Okay.
That's right. 1492. So these are movies directed by Chris Columbus.
Oh, God.
And his production company Cute. Name is 1492
yeah, yeah,
Productions.
Yeah. So okay, all right.
Yeah, he would. I was like, Discovery of America.
Sorry, Chris Columbus. I didn't really.
this other category is called, yeah, let's do a month category two. So this is month names.
Month names. Let's go with, what was the first one?
William H. Macy.
Well, let's go with William H. Macy.
Okay. So, your choices are 1998, 1998, or 1998.
I will take 1998.
All right.
That's the third one.
That was the second one.
Oh,
that was
because the third one was 1998.
Oh,
lower note.
Okay. So
it's all in the tones, man. How many years did we take Chinese?
I know.
Freaking A.
But
all right.
Okay, fine.
Len Maltin gives us 2.5 stars.
Oh.
He says about it, excellent performances and a striking visual design, and it is a directing debut for the screenwriter, and there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names.
Okay, well, if I got 2.5 stars, it's not Mystery Men. So...
Gonna laugh if it's Mystery Men, I'm gonna say.
I'm pretty sure Mystery Men was a bomb, but I'll go with 8.
8, all right. Adam, it comes to you this time since we go counterclockwise. 8.
I think I'll go with 7.
I'll go with 4.
4.
Feeling ballsy.
4.
As Greenlee would say, Sack-O-Matic.
Yeah, all right, name that movie.
You will get this. Do you want the clues again?
Yeah.
2.5 stars. Excellent performances and a striking visual design. And is a directing debut for the screenwriter.
Okay.
And your four names are Jane Kaczmarek, Don Knotts, Reese Witherspoon, and JT Walsh.
Oh, fuck beans.
Oh, this will be amusing.
He's thinking.
I am thinking. I have my hand on my forehead right now in a perplexed look. It's quite sexy for you ladies out there.
You're not single.
I know I'm not single. I'm just joking around. I'm trying to...
You're an attractive man, though.
So. Oh, thank you. It's the beard. It helps. Mystery Men.
It is not Mystery Men.
Damn.
Either of you have a guess?
Witherspoon is in it.
Is
and
in it.
Don Knotts?
Don Knotts is in it.
No, I...
What?
What if I said, oh, do you
Are
know
you kidding
it?
Me?
You got it?
Isn't it Pleasantville?
It is Pleasantville.
Oh, it's Pleasantville.
Of course it's Pleasantville.
Of course. Yes, okay.
So that means,
but I don't get a
AJ
point for that, do
point
I?
AJ gets the point this time.
Hey! Yeah.
So because
AJ
he said name
point,
that movie.
Dave, 1 point.
And Adam starts.
As none, but Adam, you also get to pick the category after, again, I
yes.
Pleasantville.
Perfect.
Okay, we are going to do, you have Rachel... Lee Cook will always be cute.
True.
Very true.
It's a poo. So, Hank Azaria movies.
Yeah.
Oh,
or,
nice.
I Know Kung Fu. So, Keanu Reeves movies.
Oh.
Whoa.
Just because I want to say it.
I Know Kung Fu.
All right, your choices are 1993. 2000 or 2003?
I'm going to go with 2000.
2000, all right. Leonard Maltin gives this 2 stars.
Oh.
Calls it silly and by the numbers.
Ouch.
It's tired and obvious. And, yeah, 2 stars. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names. And this time we're going clockwise.
I'll do it in 6.
6. AJ.
I will say name that movie.
Oh, boy.
He said 6, right?
He said
yes,
6.
Yes, I did.
Good.
Giving Adam the chance for the point here.
Yes. Brett Cullen, Faison Love, Michael Jace, Rhys Ifans, Jack Warden, and John Favreau.
Oh, John Favreau? So John Favreau directed it too?
No.
Oh, really?
I think this was
before.
Right around his acting and directing kick.
Interesting, okay.
Did not direct, just to give you another clue.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of thrown by this one, but...
I'm still gonna guess. Just check.
Let's say, The Matrix.
No.
That was 99.
I want to give it a
so
shot.
I still get my point, right?
You still get your point.
Okay.
Speed 2?
No.
Damn.
The Replacements.
Oh.
Ah, yeah.
2000?
Okay.
I thought that was Gene Hackman, Brooke Langton, Orlando Jones.
I thought that was later.
Yeah,
right.
I thought it was actually earlier.
Oh, well.
2000 on the
That was
head.
When James started, or that was James was still working at the theater at that time.
All right.
All right, so it's AJ 2, Dave 1.
Woo!
Adam is...
Still here.
Doing his best.
Playing the game.
Is making a sad face.
Oh, it's true, it's very sad.
All right, I'm going to bring back 1492. I'll give you another Hairiest Man Alive, Robin Williams.
Ah!
Okay. Nice.
Or, how about Frank Langella?
Frank.
Frank movies.
I love Frank.
I'm going to go for the Hairiest Man Alive.
I knew you would.
So.
Osberg.
No.
No?
No.
Damn.
Your choices are 1992, 1996, or 1997?
1996.
All right. Glenn Walton gives this 3 stars.
Hmm.
What does he say? The lead gives cinematically over the top. The guest star turns are extremely variable. It was gorgeously shot. And yes, 3 stars. And it has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 names.
Christ on a crutch.
Lots of people. 18. What was the year again for me?
1996.
I'm going to go for 10.
10 names.
Negative 1.
Negative 1.
Shit. Oh.
Wow. Oh, man. Okay, well, name that movie.
Hamlet, Kenneth Branagh.
That's correct.
I couldn't remember who would be top billing on that. I was like, fuck!
Nicely
and then
done.
After, can I keep try and keep going?
Go ahead. Who's next?
Next is Derek Jacobi.
No.
No.
He was third.
Julie Christie?
Julie Christie was second.
Julie Christie, Derek Jacobi.
Billy
and then
Crystal,
I lost it. No, Billy Crystal is going to be down on the list.
No, I was just saying. I was saying that movie
had
freaking
everybody.
Yeah, but other names
that are really Brian Blessed.
Brian Blessed!
I'm Brian Blessed.
Yeah, Heston was excellent.
Jack Lemmon, Billy Crystal, Robin Williams.
Everybody was in that movie.
They really were.
Everyone was in that movie.
Kate Winslet was in there.
So
I was in that movie.
AJ just won the
wins.
Game.
So that $10. Well done. Yeah. Good choice. Dris, that Adam.
AJ is the first winner of the Leonard Maltin game on.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I was here.
Congratulations.
So I'm gonna say that we should probably wrap it up sometime soon.
Most definitely.
I know that there's enough going on where we can do a few plugs. Dave, are you doing any scheduled monstering?
Right now, Adam and myself are actually working at Monster Halloween at 1211 Washington Avenue, right across the bridge from the Theater in the Round.
This is in Minneapolis.
This is in Minneapolis,
Minneapolis.
Minnesota, by the way.
All you New York people, stay away.
Yeah. The zombie pub crawl is coming up on the 8th of October. And we will be doing zombification there. I'm proud to say that I have
no biting involved.
No biting involved.
Unless you want. That.
Unless that's extra. I have worked on over 50 projects with zombies, whether they be photo shoots, movies, amateur movies, et cetera, et cetera. And I will be providing my services. I believe our base price right now is going to be between $10 and $15. But that includes paint and, I believe, one prosthetic. I will make you look friggin' disgusting. Apparently, two of my zombies won free drinks for the night last year.
They do look very good.
So come on by. We will make you look disgusting.
Lee, awesome.
And, yeah, that too. But
the other thing I was going to ask is, are you going to any Comic-Cons soon?
I will actually be attending New York City Comic-Con coming up in mid-October. I will not be tabling, but I have several meetings of job prospects and whatnot.
So all you New York people go to that.
There you go.
Very cool.
Dave,
tell us about Mindwave. Tell us about Mindwave.
Well, as I mentioned before, in the podcast, Mindwave Comics is a comic company that my friend Samir Barrett and I founded. It is all about kid-friendly, all-ages comic books, whether that be superhero comic books, sci-fi comic books, etc. We have characters ranging from diabolical dictator dinosaurs named the Hadasaurus Rex, guys running around with toasters on their heads, gorilla detective, as well as your, awesome teen superheroes and whatnot. All produced by up-and-coming artists who want to make a difference and tell a story. So,
and repeat that website again.
www.mindwavecomics.com. You can stop on by, and we're actually setting up a mailing list right now as well. So that'll be going up hopefully within the week.
And Adam, You still have the Renfest and the Court Revelers.
Indeed.
How many weekends are left for that, for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival in Shakopee, Minnesota?
Woo! Out of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, we have a few weekends left. Our last weekend ends October 2nd, and you should definitely come out. It's a wonderful time. Now that the weather is cooling off a little bit, it's just the perfect time to get into your Renfest costume. I mean,
and
you
not
don't
get fried in the sun.
Yeah, you don't have to dress
enjoy
up,
those tights,
but we love it when you do.
I also think that this week is going to be the romance week at the Renfest. Chocolate.
So, oh, yeah. People are listening to this.
Yeah, tomorrow.
The day this drops, or the day after this drops.
It is.
Check it out.
Right. There will be a men in tights contest. I heard if your interests run that way.
Yeah.
You know. All I know is the Irish one is the last one. So
which is the one you will be attending.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But yep. Check out Adam with the Court Revelers. Where are the four places that you perform regularly Saturday and Sunday?
We perform, well, we're a group of 16 people, and we sing all kinds of drinking songs and madrigals and pretty much anything under the sun that could be considered Renaissance music, we sing it.
Which gives us the who and the how many.
And then
the where.
That, yeah, I'm getting to that, guys. Jeez. So, trying to give a little background on the group here. But, so we perform at the Arbor Stage at 11:15 a.m. And then at the Wine Pub at 2:15. And the Queen's Pub set is at 5:15. And the Queen Pub set gets a little bit dirtier and a little bit more
better
risque.
Yeah, there's one chunk available right there in beer and everything, and it's good. And I bought one of those ceramic big
noise
chalices just so I can feel classy while I'm drinking beer. And
it's pretty classy. So you should definitely come check us out. There are places that you can get discount tickets. I believe Super America is one of them where you can get a discount on the ticket price.
That visitor center in Shakopee, off 101.
That works as well.
Was Cub one of them?
I think they had pre-sale.
Oh, okay.
They might have done that.
Do they do a donation still where you can bring in some canned food and get a cut on the admission price? I know that happened before. I'm not sure if that's still a thing.
You know, I don't actually know about that, but that would definitely be something to look into.
I didn't see any bags out there every time I've gone in, so.
Another great way to get discount tickets is to find someone who's already purchased a ticket and knock them over the head.
Yes, because if you're going, then you might have one of those mace things already.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's called a flail and run.
Ah, flail and run. Yes, there's Renfest, Chicago, New York City Comic Con.
Yep.
Or the zombie pub crawl. AJ works at Target, so you can go see him there.
Has way too much school to handle.
And
he's a student.
It's technically not work study, your other thing, right?
No.
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 Okay, yeah, then another job. Yeah. So, yeah. AJ, if you, need,
nothing
if
to
you
plug.
Have questions on electronics at Target in the Southwest metro area,
avoid me.
Watch out. But yeah, that's it for the show. We will try to record these weekly. Tuesdays drop on Friday. So make sure to watch BufferingPodcast.com to find out any updates. We're also on Twitter at BufferPodcast. Dave is at Dave Wheeler. Adam is at Adam Erdman. I'm at Dan L. Whalen.
And I don't believe in Twitter.
Which I have started a hashtag campaign against you of AJ doesn't have Twitter.
Good luck with that.
So that's also just because originally when Frank was supposed to be on this episode, I started, Frank doesn't have Twitter.
You'll meet Frank later.
Yeah.
But, hopefully.
Something to watch
someday.
For next year. We already have one guest
next
committed.
Next year?
Next week.
Next week.
That too.
It's so cold, I already think it's December.
It is cold.
But next week, Gina, our buddy Gina Dolsky is going to be on there. So make sure to check that out. And another guest to be determined sometime this week. So thank you for listening to the first ever Buffering Podcast.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we will see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.
See you next time. And then we'll come up with some outro music.